Blog Talk Radio.
Hey, what's going on, everyone in Mobile? This is your host, Ice, and I'm here with the Dr. Gary. We are hanging out tonight, talking here on Triple Threat Talk Radio here at AirPlay. If you want to call in, the number's area code 347-826-9974. What's going on, Gary?
Not a whole lot. We got the studio TV on Justified, watching the end of Justified go off. This is a great show. You ever watch that show?
I have, actually. I absolutely love Justified. It is a great season that they have going on this season. I haven't caught every single episode, but the ones that I have seen are addictive. Killer. Super great.
Yeah, it's a pretty good show, you know. Timothy Oliphant. I love Timothy Oliphant. He's awesome.
Yeah. So what's been going on with you lately? Because, I swear, we're always working different schedules and everything. So what's going on in Gary world?
Not a whole lot. You know, just mixing and matching, getting ready for the big show, Triple Threat Talk, tomorrow night, where we'll be able to join myself and Jimmy. We got the other intern who put up. I've got an article from him. I'm proofing right now, so that'll be up today or tomorrow. And hopefully, with any luck, he'll be able to make his radio debut very shortly. But so other than that, just getting things prepped for the big show and then my show on Thursday night.
All right, and definitely if you need another person in. I will hang out and talk on the lounge for sure.
Awesome. Yeah. You're always welcome on the lounge.
Have you seen the huge debut of the new Apple Watches? These things are crazy.
Yeah, I haven't seen anything to do with those. I've heard a lot about them, but I haven't, seen or I don't know what they do. Is it like an iPod or what is this thing?
Basically, what it is an extension link of your iPhone that you will now wear on your wrist. It's smaller. It's supposed to be sleeker. I mean, honestly, it sounds like a great idea in theory, but I don't know about this new Apple Watch. It sounds awesome. It sounds great. One of my friends, he already has the Android version of their iWatch. Or their Android watch put out by Samsung, and he loves it. But with Apple's new iWatch coming out, I swear, this thing is so large and so gaudy looking. It is a 42 millimeter, which is 1 inch by 7, the larger version. Then the smaller version is actually a 38 millimeter watch, and it's 1 inch by 5 inches. I'm sorry, but I'm not wearing a watch that big. Automatically, when I saw the size of these things, I was just I don't know. But basically what they're supposed to do is it's just like having your cell phone right there on your wrist. So instead of pulling out your cell phone every 5 minutes checking stuff, you can look down at your watch and check that. So I mean, in public, when you're at the dinner table or something or on a date and you're getting bored, it would be more courteous to look at your watch over a phone. But
I think that might be something that sends Apple over the edge a little bit, because I remember when the Droids came through, your Samsung, your Galaxy, your Droid and all that stuff. People were specifically talking about the Galaxy as an iPhone killer. And I think they've got a good start with their version of the watch, but from what you just told me, it seems like the Apple version is a little bit more complex than the first edition of the Samsung Galaxy watches. I think those are called Galaxy Gear. So it might be a little bit more advanced version of that.
Yeah, that's basically what it is, and it's actually called wearable tech. That you know, it's wearable. But see, the thing is, this is really where it gets really super, super confusing, is the prices of these things. Basically, Apple posted, and they released it there on the BBC News, Times, and all the major news surplus stations. Their estimated cost of the smaller versions of the new Apple Watch, smartwatch, is going to start at $349 and actually go all the way up as high as $17,000, depending on the model, the RAM that's installed.
I'm sorry,
into
hold
it,
on.
And
did
also
$17,000,
no joke. They have them there on the App Store as well. I think the highest one in the U.S. is going for $10,000, and then over in the U.K., some of them are as high as $17,000. But this is why. The higher brand ones are actually made out of 24 karat and pure silver on the outside with the band and everything. So, I mean, you're not only are you just buying a piece of fine jewelry, but you're buying pretty much an Apple version Swiss watch, Swiss-made timepiece, basically. So, I mean, I would like to see one of those super loyal Apple fans go out and pay that kind of money, because I would take a picture of that Apple watch.
If somebody pays $17,000 for a watch, we've got bigger problems than than the price of a watch.
Right, you have more money than common sense. But I mean,
yeah,
at
that point, yeah.
Yeah, I like where they're going with it on, you know, everything software-wise. It seems really catchy and really amazing, but as far as, you know, spending that kind of money, you know, that's a lot of money for a watch. But, you know, cahoots to you if you don't have the common sense and you have that kind of money to spend. Because I honestly, yeah. So,
that's
and then in other world media news, I read this article, which was really interesting, and let's see, and I thought this was really intriguing. Last year, we've had a lot of, if you're not familiar with the NSA, it basically, there's been a lot of rap over this for the last year, that I've heard some of the most craziest, most insane conspiracy theories over the NSA, and this one really piqued my curiosity. Wikimedia is suing the NSA over surveillance issues. Basically, this lawsuit was started by the NSA mass surveillance program, and they have violated the U.S. laws on freedom of speech. And this lawsuit by Wikimedia Foundation was started because the agency was spying on them and the U.S. Department of Justice. Now, I don't know, like, the whole everything, but why would – my question here right here, Gary, is why would the NSA be spying on Wikimedia? What are your thoughts to this?
When it comes to the NSA, I think a lot of people underplay what the NSA kind of what they're capable of. You know, it's the National Security Administration. I mean, come on. they're going to be, if something like, you have WikiLeaks or something like that, there's dangerous information, you know, information that is put in the dangerous hands on WikiLeaks. Now, I'm not one for classified intelligence. Don't get me wrong. I think we're in a time right now. And if something like aliens or, you know, like some of the mass hauntings or, you know, some of the things that are supposedly classified, I think that, you know, we're living in a time now where our society can handle that. But I do understand the value of keeping some of this information of the wrong hands being, let's face it, right now is not a good time to be living in this world. It's sad to say that, but you've got things like ISIS, and you've got, you know, people trying to just, people like Russia trying to go in and to Ukraine and annex a part of the territory that's not even theirs rightfully, you know? So it's a pretty dangerous time. And then North Korea, it's a pretty dangerous time to be living in the world today. It's sad to say, but it's true. So, you know, I think that I see a little bit of value in what the NSA is trying to do here. However, if they're trying to do it because they think that people can't handle this sort of thing, they're completely misinformed and off base. I think that, you know, if anything nowadays, you know, I think humanity needs a little bit of hope. And if that hope is, you know, like, out there, like some of this classified information, like, you know, if there's an alien planet out there full of friendly aliens, you know, probably it's probably okay to let the public know about that. But if it's like WikiLeaks or something like that, and like it depends on what they're actually trying to go after, is what I'm trying to say.
I think it piques my curiosity because it's like, wow, you know, this is Wikimedia. I always thought this was like a actually an unofficial website, you know, like WikiLeaks, you know, where half of the stuff is false anyway. It's basically onion news. So why would they be suing the NSA? But see, here I am. I'm more of the skeptical than the actual truth believer. You know, because, like, you could tell me the sky's purple, I'll argue all day with someone that it's blue.
Aren't there people trying to hide HAARP?
Yes, I have, actually.
Aren't they trying to hide HAARP? Yeah.
Yeah, that's actually, like, very internet-based Google information. You can type it in. You can see the actual Google website of where it's located there in Alaska and everything. As far as, you know, major stuff about HAARP, I honestly rather not discuss it because I don't know what's true and I don't know what's false, so I'd rather keep that.
Oh, yeah, that's I just didn't know if it was, like, the same, like, if we were on the same page, like, if these people were responsible for, like, you know, like putting information out there about HAARP and all that stuff. That's kind of what my question
was. I'm not sure, actually. I saw this article and I read it that Wikimedia was suing the NSA over surveillance issues. So I thought it was just a really interesting article. It's there posted on the BBC and also the Times. So, I mean, it was a pretty major article for today. But I tell you what, I am excited. I saw there is a guy here in the Kentucky area that is actually going to the Mars One, and he's actually in training. Have you heard anything about that?
Yeah, I have. I've heard about him. Mars One, that's going to be a one-way ticket, isn't it?
Yeah, it's actually a one-way ticket. And I thought about actually putting in for it for under the engineering and, you know, farming and getting plants grown. And then I was like, it's a one-way ticket. I don't want to die in Mars. Yeah, but that's also really interesting. I hope that everything can work out with that. But we'll see, you know. We'll know in the next 8 years if that space program gets up and running. So what is your thoughts on Mars One?
Is it Norbert or Casey? Who is that?
Who?
I can't remember the guy. I can't remember the guy's name that is from Kentucky, but I heard about him.
Yeah, gosh, trying to remember his name. I saw him on the news about earlier this past week.
Well, we'll look into that. But yeah, I mean, you know, we're right now we're the question is, like, I understand why they want to send people to Mars. Okay, all right. Yeah, I understand why they want to put people on Mars. I mean, you want to try to see if you can colonize the nearest closest planet to us, but you know, and there's, you know, some speculation that it could sustain. Ooh, excuse me, is it late night? I'm not used to late night on the radio. Question whether or not it can be sustained or not. So, you know, I do see the value in trying to colonize another planet. Especially for, you know, years down the line, like hundreds of years down the line, it's going to be valuable information on what to do and what not to do. So, I mean, it's a learning experience. I think the people that are going are pretty brave, you know, willing to just kind of uproot and, you know, kind of go do their thing and see if we can get some positive results for the good of humanity.
Yeah. And, you know, like back even in the 60s, when we had the space programs going on around the world, including Russia and the U.S., you know, it was a huge race. And right in the middle when the 60s were going on, we also had the Vietnam War and we had the hippies movement. And on top of that, we also had a few other smaller wars that had happened and conflicts. So right now, this space program, if it actually does happen, which I think we'll actually get the funding and everything, and this will be a good thing for humanity because it's putting hope back into humans that, oh, well, you know, with all of the wars going on around in the U.S., you know, in Africa and Russia and us with, you know, over there in Afghanistan and Iraq and Iran, it's going to put that goodness back into our world, hopefully, like what they actually had for man on the moon missions, you know. So I think it would be a good thing. But, you know, still, I'm kind of biased about this, but I think our planet is still good enough, and it needs a lot of work. We need to focus more on our planet and fixing what we've destroyed over the fact of sending people to another planet, too. So I'm kind of like a middle ground person on that. So I think, you know, we got to find that particular balance. But I think it's a good thing.
Yeah, I think it'll be a good thing. I think, you know, like you said, good of humanity, you know, they'll figure it out, and, you know, they'll do some, if there's another Mars, too, you know, obviously it's going to be a guess and check because we've never done this kind of thing before. I think some of the stuff that they're going to try to come up with for a plan, they're going to have to scrap and say, all right, this just isn't working. I mean, it's another planet, for God's sakes, you know, I mean, they're under the assumption right now that all beings require water, and that's probably simply not true. Now, there's a lot of things, you know, this is kind of going to the way of, you know, coast-to-coast kind of programming, but, you know, I mean, it's probably not true that all beings, you know, in the universe require water. I think, you know, human imagination lacks a lot of things, and I think that, you know, it's easy for me and probably easy for you, anybody who's been involved in the sciences, really. It's really easy for, you know, people to think that, or people to imagine a being that requires nitrogen or, you know, helium or something like that. It doesn't necessarily have to be water. So, yeah.
Right. But they have actually proven facts that they've found water and also wind. But let's go ahead and open this up to any of our callers that's listening. If you guys have an opinion about the new Mars program and the U.S. sending people up there to Mars on a one-way ticket back, you can give us a call. We would love to hear your opinion. Call us here on the show at area code 347-826-9974. And the number again is 346-9974. Because, like, I would love to get, you know, some of our callers on and see what they say. What do you think, Gary?
Yeah, I mean, always a pretty interesting topic, you know?
Yeah. Yeah, because, like, if you really think about it, like, you know, I think it would be really cool to have human beings walking on another planet. Like, that's, like, something Hollywood dreams of, you know? And we all dream about it. Space exploration. Wow. So you got any interesting topics this evening? How did the Kentucky game go?
31-0. They did finish up perfect. The regular season, they finished up perfect. So they move on. They'll play next on Friday in the SEC tournament. And then it'll be presumably, at least, off here to Louisville to the Yum Center for rounds 1 and 2 of the NCAA tournament as the number one seed overall. So it's been an interesting day in the NFL. If you've been following the Triple Threat Talk timeline, we've had a lot of things going on in the NFL, a lot of trades, which is really to me, and I'll go into this a little bit tomorrow night. But to me, when you have this many moves in the in free agency, it really indicates how weak of a draft status it is that's going to be for the college draft. You know, I think you've had like LeSean McCoy going to the Bills, Torrey Smith going to the 49ers, Frank Gore going to the Indianapolis Colts. A lot of people seem to be restocking at certain positions, and that does kind of indicate, at least from years past, that this is going to be a relatively weak draft.
Mm-hmm. Right.
So
I think
what people have got to be starting to look at is the possibility that some of these people aren't going to be around for a while. And once you really get in that free agency lottery, you're going to be there for, you know, the rest of your life. There's a stat out there that said that 5% of people, 5% of people are still playing from the 135 people that were drafted in free agency in 2012. 5% of those people are still on the same team that they were drafted to. So once you get caught up in free agency, you're probably going to be there for the remainder of your life. I think somebody like Torrey Smith or Frank Gore, I think those two are very good. But I think like somebody like Sam Bradford, who left the Rams, who got traded to the Rams, more precisely to the Eagles, I think that's more indicative of his performance. So there's going to be some interesting things we're going to talk about tomorrow on Triple Threat Talk.
Yeah, absolutely. It sounds like it's going to be a great show. And I did happen to see briefly that one of the players from the New Orleans Saints was actually drafted to the Seattle Seahawks.
Yeah, what happened was Saints tight end Jimmy Graham got traded to the Seahawks for their nose tackle, for Seahawks nose tackle Max Unger. And I think it was a second-round draft pick. I think a second or first-round draft pick. That one is one that that one happened while I was at work. And as soon as I got home, went to the gym, came home at 8. So today I was going to spend part of the day tomorrow catching up on what happened today. But, of course, a trade that major, I did hear about that, and I was going to have that prepped for tomorrow night's show.
Oh, wow, great. Well, definitely, for our listeners, tune in tomorrow night to hear about all the drafts and all of the players and all of the sports information. If you're listening this evening, you're listening to the best sports talk radio in the whole nation and tri-state area of Kentucky, Tennessee, Ohio, and Indiana, right here, Sports Talk Radio. And if you guys want to call in, our number again is 347-826-9974. But, wow, you know, you have such an amazing knowledge on sports. Like, if I ever have a sports question, I always call you, Gary. I'm just like, hey, what's going on with sports? Like, you are the man to go to on sports.
Well, thank you. I appreciate that. There's a lot of prep that goes into it. We do appreciate it. But I appreciate you saying we're the best, but, you know, you got to be modest in this business. We're not quite the best, but we're not the worst. I do think, as far as local goes, my honest opinion of our product, I think we're in the top three or four in the local market. I can think of a few people that are definitely better than us, and definitely, without a doubt. But those people all have agendas, and we don't really have an agenda here at Triple Threat Talk. So I think that's what kind of says it.
Yeah, because, like, running a straight agenda, you know, it's good if you have a plan. But here, working with you guys, you know, it's great to have a plan and everything. Because, honestly, I decided to kind of wing this radio show tonight because, like, last week I was totally prepared and I just bombed it, like, so bad I felt. But I probably shouldn't say that on radio thing, but I will be honest about that. Yeah, but last week we had all the major UK and U of L and UNNCA, all those type of games going on. I just totally used that as abbreviation. It sounded good. But, So, more trending topics. We have like 2.5 minutes here, and I found something. I came across something today that just tickled my bones so good. I was laughing so hard over this. So there was a man out in Burbank, California, and he was getting gas. And he was minding his own business, pumping his tank. And on the screen above them, most gas stations, not all gas stations have them, but now they have these screens, and they had a live talking show host on the screen, and he's like, hey, you know, do you know any, you're a great sounding guy, and you're singing so well. And this was like actually on, I guess, live local news there in Burbank, and he asked the guy that was pumping gas, hey, you're singing, you know, Would you care to do some karaoke or something? And the guy's like, yeah, I'll do some karaoke. And they're having this full conversation right there at the gas pump with the news guy on the actual television. I don't know if it was a prank or if it was real, but it was hilarious. The guy winds up singing this amazing karaoke version of Living on a Prayer. It was so awesome. And then, you know, for his such a great performance, The news anchor actually paid for his gas, and so he got like a free tank of gas. It was hilarious. It was probably the best YouTube video I've seen all day. I mean,
nice little feel-good story.
What are the odds? You know, standing there pumping your gas, and then all of a sudden, this guy pops up on the screen. He's like, "Hey, you sing really good. I want you to sing some karaoke for us and then get free gas." It's like, man, why don't we have gas stations like that? I would love to get free gas.
Well, I see that about does it. That is our time today. Thank you, everyone, for listening to Airplay. Thank you, Icy. Fantastic show,
You're
as
welcome.
Usual.
Thank you for joining me this evening.
Episode of Airplay. My pleasure. We will see everyone tomorrow for Triple Threat Talk from 8 to 10 p.m. Jimmy and I will be taking the helm for Triple Threat Talk and be talking some conference tournament basketball and some wrestling events that have been going on. But other than that, guys, y'all have a good night. For me, for Ice, for Jimmy, for Brendan, for Paul, for everyone.